The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. I got to thinking about a big event in the news.
Yeah.
The Facebook IPO.
So how do you connect those dots?
Well, it's easy to think, what if I had equity in Facebook? How rich would I be?
Yeah, I play that game with other stocks. If my parents had only bought me some Berkshire Hathaway stock for my first birthday, I probably wouldn't be working this weekend. I'd have some serious money these days.
Well, exactly. But, you know, our parents didn't recognize the hot stock of their era any more than I can know which stock is worth buying at the ground floor now and holding for the long term. But like most Americans, it's home equity, not stock equity, that will pad my bank account when I hit retirement.
More people own homes than stocks, I think.
About two-thirds of Americans invest in home ownership, but only half of us invest in stocks. So you're right. The fact is, more of us are building our retirement by buying and paying off our homes than by picking the next Facebook. Now, here's some interesting facts from the National Center for Real Estate Research. 6 in 10 of us have more home equity than stock equity. 1/5 of Americans' total net worth is home equity. And homeowners accumulate, on average, $167,000 in their lifetime, compared with $42,000 for renters. The median wealth for the poorest American homeowners, those earning less than $20,000, is 81 times that of renters with similar income. That's some impressive statistics.
And I can't remember a time that so much has been going on in the U.S. housing sector. We've got challenges to federal home ownership programs. We have shifting legislative priorities, all set against the backdrop of an election year, so things can change again.
It's absolutely true. I mean, housing issues are as far-ranging as, you know, whether there'll be a long-term extension to the National Flood Insurance Program, the only source of flood insurance available for homes valued under $1 million, whether there'll be changes to or an elimination of the mortgage interest deduction, to whether regulators will mandate a 20% down payment to purchase a home. It's a lot of issues. And if you want to keep up on the issues affecting the housing market and home ownership and your home investment, visit houselogic.com/homeownership. You'll find information on the issues I've mentioned, including a link to our Homeownership Matters blog, which covers the legislative and regulatory issues affecting homeowners. There's also a link to a weekly Friday 5 roundup of housing news headlines if you just want a quick way to stay up on what's going on. And if you want to have a voice on Capitol Hill about the issues that interest you, you can register at houselogic.com and we'll give you a newsletter and we'll keep you up to date. The registration is free.
Now, what does that registration give me?
Besides getting our monthly newsletter, which I mentioned, which includes home improvement, maintenance, lawn and garden and finance tips, you can sign up for national housing alerts. So if HouseLogic issues an alert on a legislative issue and it's an issue that matters to you, you can choose to join a community of other homeowners who send a message to Capitol Hill. You know, on the day-to-day home management front, registering at HouseLogic also gives you access to your own electronic binder where you can save articles from the site that are interesting, meaningful to you, set reminders and to-dos for yourself for maintenance, repairs, and upgrades so you can take the worry of having to remember off your mind, set goals for yourself in terms of adding value to your home or saving money, and then you can track your progress on those goals too and even earn badges, you know, become like the greenest homeowner on your block, and you can post them on Facebook and Twitter, all that kind of thing.
Cool. So houselogic.com/homeownership?
Yeah, houselogic.com/homeownership. That's the place to go.
Pamela Gertz-Kabati, thank you as always.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.